proclamation number 8352 dated the December 10th, 1962. State of Paradise on the New Earth. I want to turn the Earth into a place of peace again where love reigns supreme, where there is no hostility, where all created beings live together in harmony and happiness, where the radiance of people's love will also beneficially touch all still constrained spiritual substances, where everyone makes an effort to help his fellow human beings spiritually as well as earthly, and where I myself, the eternal love, will be able to dwell amongst people because nothing of a negative nature prevents me from doing so. It is my will that the Earth will once again serve in helping the human race to attain utmost maturity, so that many people will be able to leave Earth in a perfected state because they are closely united with me and thus they will no longer be burdened by the effects of the past original sin, for they all will have been redeemed on Earth through Jesus Christ already and therefore can be placed onto the new Earth. For their removal from the old earth prior to Judgment Day is evidence that they belong to me. It is proof that they have found union with me on the old earth, that they are free of all vices and cravings which thus enabled me to return them to the new earth. And a new period of redemption will begin which will at first result in many human souls' maturity because my adversary will be bound and unable to oppress these souls and also because they voluntarily abandoned all resistance, hence they had already become my own and only live an earthly life for the sake of the succeeding generations, for they shall bear witness to my might and glory. They shall be able to speak from their own experience about the state of the old earth and also teach their descendants to love me. Their children and children's children will be imbued with love as well. Their souls will not be far from their original state, for they were conceived in pure, unselfish love due to my adversary's lack of influence on the people who populate the new earth. Love, however, is strength which can truly hasten the soul's maturing. It can also help the bound spiritual substances to leave their form and they, too, will relinquish their resistance and always move forward in their development according to my will. This state will continue for a long time, during which many of the fallen spirits will return to me in a perfect state, during which I will gain many children and my as well as their happiness will know no bounds, for I know that all fallen spirits will return to me one day and that my eternal plan of salvation will not be unsuccessful. And yet, even this state on the new earth will change again one day, forever more souls will incarnate which had passed through the creations of the world and the inclination for material things will break through once more. Rarely at first but steadily increasing, and the desire for material goods will also loosen my adversary's chains, for people's free will is decisive and this can be influenced by my adversary again because the people themselves will no longer resist him. Yet time and again my love will also help these souls and the struggle for them will start anew. However, people's resolve itself will decide which Lord shall be victorious. For the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the Divine Redeemer, will also be imparted to these new generations. Hence they will not be left helplessly at the mercy of my opponent and will also abandon their resistance sooner, because their faith in me as God and Creator will still be strong enough and thus my influence through the voice of conscience will have an effect. Nevertheless, it will no longer be the paradise-like life that it was in the beginning. People will go through inner conflicts, my adversary's temptations will not fail to materialize themselves and the struggle for existence, too, will get harder yet be easily endurable for those people who remain faithful to me and foster the love within themselves. And even then my messengers of light will help people, partly embedded as human beings, partly exerting a spiritual influence on those who entrust themselves to them and remain in constant contact with me. And as long as love reigns, my influence on people will be strong and no regression into the abyss will have to be feared, for my adversary fights against love in vain. Amen.